Hey, this is Brian Gallagher.
And this is Things People Hate. Mini-episode style.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're using the FaceTime audio, and Justin is calling us from the road. So.
Yes, sir. So we're going to basically, this is episode 2.5, right?
Yeah, it'll be 2.5.
We're going to have episode 1.5. In fact, we referenced it, and nobody has ever heard it except for the two of us. Brian, would you like to tell everyone why?
Yeah, I must have something to do with, somebody must have snuck into my room and erased it, or, you know, maybe our rivals, you know, our competition, sent a spy and, to...
Yeah, I was thinking Yakuza Hit Squad, but... The most likely explanation is you done goofed up, Brian.
You know, I'm going to be honest, man. I'm going to come clean with something. You don't know this already, but I took a little bit of a little Klonopin that night. And, you know, our podcast kind of sucked that night.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
And I also lost our 1.5 episode that was actually pretty good. I think it was before the Klonie started kicking in.
So you are a one-man wrecking crew. On that particular evening, you were just out for blood. You were trying to kill the podcast before it even started.
And then I had the great idea to have my friend Rob on, who is very insightful, really nice guest. But I've always had problems with his cell phone, so I don't know why I thought it would magically get better for the podcast. So that was also another hit from my wrecking ball, you know. So.
Yeah, I think. Well, okay. So let's start there then. So on these mini episodes, we're going to kind of talk about the last one a little bit. Maybe we forgot something. Maybe we missed something. Maybe we got some feedback from someone and we want to address it. But this one, I think we're basically just saying sorry, right?
Yeah, wasn't a great episode. It was a little long. Hour and 20 minutes.
Which, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love to listen to us for even longer than that, but it didn't sound great, it wasn't thoroughly entertaining, we really didn't pick up that Friends momentum, which I could argue is because of the Friends, but, you know, neither here nor there, I suppose.
We also kind of figured out that Life Aquatic would have been a much better choice because I love that movie and Justin hates that movie and definitely a more polarizing movie. I mean, a lot of people like the Tenenbaums. It's pretty good critical acclaim. And I would say when people who are like just haters of Wes Anderson, they really don't cite that movie. I think it's when he gets into his more, Wes Anderson-y phase, starting with Life Aquatic.
Yeah, and also, if I'm not mistaken, Rob kind of said he didn't like Life Aquatic too much either.
No, he likes it. He liked it.
Now, there was a pretty killer 9/11 joke in there, so if you guys haven't listened to it, just listen all the way to the end for that.
Yeah, that was good. No, I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it, but I mean, I love Wes Anderson, so it was kind of fun to do a close watching of one of his movies and to talk about it, but it just really wasn't entertaining.
No, yeah, I mean, I think we're going to get right back into just being terrible to listen to, but I think that it was a fun discussion to have, but not one that if I were not involved in it, that I would want to just listen to.
Yeah.
So, you know, understandable. So if you guys hated it, just keep listening. It'll get better. It's going to get loads better.
And you made me think maybe we should do a really long, like an 8-hour episode that people can play to soothe them to sleep throughout the night. So
That's a perfect segue, Brian, because if we're going to do an 8-hour long episode, it's got to be on our next movie, right? Do you want to tell everyone or do you want me to? Because it's the best news.
Uh, Yeah, we finally found a movie that I really, like, really hate and Justin really loves. So
I really do. It's starring, yeah. I'll give you a couple of hints. It's starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Vin Diesel. And they have just a hoss fight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fast Five. It's Fast Five. my heart is revved up right now just thinking about it.
I'm about as sweaty as The Rock. The Rock was in that movie right now, with really from anger for you making me watch that movie. So yeah, I don't want to spoil the argument too much.
No, we're not gonna spoil. But here's what I'm gonna do. I think here's a good teaser for the episode. If you want to agree to doing this, but I'm gonna read our text messages about Fast Five.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm gonna do that real quick. Should just take a minute, but I even reading it now makes me kind of laugh. So Brian, at first, I'm not going to read through this part, but Brian was trying to find ways to get out of watching it. I can tell you that the whole time. So I told him it was on Netflix. He told me it wasn't on Netflix. So I kept telling him other ways to find it. And he just kept trying to get out of it. So eventually he got it and he's ready to watch it. And I texted him, "Did you watch it?" And he said, "I seriously can't get myself to watch it. I'll try again." So, and then he texted me, "I seriously hate you for this." And I said, "Is it changing your life yet?" And he said, "I keep watching it in 30-second spurts." And then I said, "Suck it up. They live life a quarter mile at a time. You haven't earned the right." I don't know if that quote's in that movie, but then you said, "Dumbest movie I've ever seen. The Rock is so sweaty in it." And then you said, this is where it actually, we had this discussion today. You said, "One of two films they play in prison. I imagine they play this film in prison and the prisoners go wild standing ovation." And I said, "Yeah, probably because it's great." And then you said Top Gun was probably the other movie you thought they did. So, Brian, yeah, I mean, it's just pretty funny, you trying to get out of watching it. I was laughing each time, although growing more and more angry because this movie will change your life. So, did it? Just as a teaser, did it change your life?
Well, I think it was good for me to watch an action movie. I haven't watched an action movie in a long time. So that was, like, interesting. It was kind of like culture shock for me. And so maybe just as a man, every once in a while I should watch a movie like that just to, I don't know. I really don't want to watch another movie like that ever again. So never mind.
Unfortunately, every other time, it's not your choice, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
So that's what we're going to be doing, Fast Five. You guys can find it not on Netflix, as we found. I'm sure the DVDs are like a penny, or you can rent it on iTunes or something for a couple dollars. Or I think it actually is on Amazon Prime, which is maybe where I was saying that it was on Netflix, because it used to be on Netflix. But either way, if you guys want to watch it and then kind of like, you know, get in on the discussion, that's cool. So, kind of to close out, do you want to do recommendations, Brian? Anything you've been into this week?
Well, one last thing. Do we want to make any corrections? Well, I mean, we didn't get to make our friends' corrections. You just want to forget about those?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Friends' corrections. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I plan on making it back around to Friends because eventually you're going to love it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of missed the boat when you deleted the recording or whatever it is that your techno wizardry did to ruin that for us.
Yeah, I did. It was a moment in time that can never be replicated. So we'll forget that. And yeah, we made a few mistakes in our first episode. So sue us, you know, jerks.
And if you guys, yeah, I mean, I dare you to sue us. How about that? You know what? Actually, I do want to talk about something though. Twizzlers. Okay. So, I think the most common comment we got or feedback was, "Please don't eat Twizzlers on air," right?
Yeah.
Let me just start by saying we love Twizzlers.
Uh-huh.
We're going to eat the Twizzlers. If you guys don't like it, in the immortal words of Brian 10 seconds ago, sue us.
Yeah, sue us.
Although, I mean, if you listen to the last episode, we didn't eat any Twizzlers, so we already immediately backed off of that, so whatever.
Yeah, we did kind of. We're all talk. But
at one point, I assume we'll we're definitely out talk. I assume we'll rename the podcast like Eating Twizzlers and Talking Movies or something like that, something cool.
Yeah, something kind of alternative.
We're gonna get a like a sponsorship deal with Twizzlers.
Maybe get in the work. Twizz tattoos.
I've launched a pretty massive letter writing campaign to get them as sponsors. As of today, no news. So keep you updated.
Well, yeah, please do that. Okay.
And, the recommendation, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. The recommendation that got erased, and again, maybe I should pick something new, but just off the top of my head, a band called The Babies. They have two albums that I think are really good. They're on Spotify. Just really catchy 60s revival kind of stuff. Little garagey, little lo-fi, but super catchy, super melodic guy and chick singers. And just every song is catchy. Two albums of catchiness. Okay, your turn, buddy.
Cool. So I'm actually going to stick with my recommendation from the deleted one as well, I think we're just kind of forgetting about that last episode again. Rob, a great guest. We blew it as the host. But I'll stick with my recommendation from that one and go with Happy Endings. It is kind of a newer sitcom, no laugh track, which I know is one of Brian's bugaboos. Mm-hmm. But it's really, really funny. It's similar. It's got like the, 20-somethings in relationships and kind of, doing the similar things. But Damon Wayans, Casey Wilson, she's hilarious. I said Damon Williams, it's Damon Wayans Jr., but Adam Pally, who's great, Alicia Cuthbert, Jack mm-hmm. Bauer's daughter, it's really funny, and I enjoy it. We ran for, like, 3 seasons, there's quite a bit to watch. It's pretty awesome. I think that's fine, yeah.
And that's on Netflix, right?
No, it's actually not. The only place I've seen it since it stopped airing, not airing anywhere right now, but on Lifetime or something on Valentine's Day, they did the whole all three seasons, like just back to back.
Yeah.
And so on. But I haven't seen it on the air, so it's not in syndication right now or anything, but DVDs are available. I haven't seen it streaming.
Okay.
Big news. Actually, big news. I have one big correction.
Oh, yeah.
I found this. I went home and I was talking to my brother about the podcast after we did Friends, and he sends me a link right after we got done recording. So as of January of 2015, Friends is going to be on Netflix Instant.
Wow.
Did your mind just like explode?
Yeah, it's really, really over. I mean, all my chemicals are just kind of going nuts up there right now. Yeah, all the dopamine and all that good stuff. So, yeah. No, actually, you know what? In all seriousness, I think it might be fun. Might be something to get through the winter. Just try to rediscover Friends, and maybe I'll pick one of the later seasons and go with it and see. We'll come back to Friends, I think, is what I'm trying to get to.
You know what? That's like the slogan of my life. We'll come back to Friends. Specifically, Friends on NBC. I'm not talking nicely about my actual real life friends. I'm talking about those 6 people. So,
right. They'll come back to you, right?
Eventually, yeah. Now they're coming back to me instant streaming, so I don't have to bust out my DVDs every time I want to get back in with the crew. So.
Yeah, I like it. I like kind of having mindless, poorly written TV shows to watch.
You're killing me.
I'm kidding.
I don't even have. There's no use in fighting right now. I hate you for that. I guess that about wraps it up. You guys can actually follow us on Twitter. It's at TPHpod. That's like things people hate. TPHpod. If you guys want to give us suggestions, feedback, get in on some type of discussion or. If something you would like us to talk about, or if you want to be on it, we can probably make that happen. As long as you're not a big old weirdo, actually,
mm-hmm.
maybe preferably a weirdo. So,
I was gonna say,
you can download us on iTunes, rate, review, all that other stuff people do. I guess five stars, please. I guess right.
I would say go 5 stars. Yeah.
Yeah, five. I would say we're five stars. We're worthy of five stars, though.
Hey, we've got a lot of potential. So give us five stars for potential.
Just rate us on potential.
Right. Give the lad. Just give the lad some. Just give the lad five stars for his potential.
Eventually, if you keep rating us five stars, eventually we will live up to that five star rating.
Right. The lad is going to grow into a strong man, a leader, a powerful man, who will do great things for this country. So you got to raise the boy. It takes a village to raise a child, to raise a boy up. And so,
if you teach a man to fish, you know, and all that.
I agree.
So
yeah.
Look for our, after this, look for our Fast Five podcast. It's going to be amazing. It's like no joke. You can't see me, but I am fist pumping so hard. I love it.
I am too. I think that's it, man. Let's do it. Let's call it quits.
All right, I'll see you around. And, hey, Brian.
Yeah.
You're true blue, buddy. Yeah, that's dumb. I'll talk to you later.
Wes Anderson is awesome. Okay, take care.
Boo.
Now, I'm going to get the end of this because I'm the one with pressing the record button or the stop button. So
I'll just keep talking. I'll just, like, cut you off a little bit and then... Good luck cutting me out.
We're going to have to apologize in the next episode if we keep this going. So.
You're right. All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.